Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. I just got off the phone with my wife. My niece was online because the laws in New York just changed. Now it's 50 plus can get the vaccine. I think you guys are at 40 plus, right? And she was looking to get an appointment, and she found an appointment like March 31st, got it for my wife. And then she was looking for me and couldn't find one. And then she looked one more time, and boom, this appointment just pops up for today at 3 o'clock today.
All right.
It's all luck.
It's all luck, man.
It sure is. Yep.
I can't believe that.
Absolutely.
And I'm not knocking it because it's the best they got, but I can't believe in 2021 in the United States of America, getting a vaccine for a global pandemic is like buying concert tickets.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Or like trying to win a radio contest.
It's all about either dialing, or logging in, and being lucky. It's all luck. It's nuts. I'm not happy for you. I'm not knocking it. Awesome. It's strange to me that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing, and I understand it all got done. I'm not knocking it. It's all got done. Nobody was prepared for this or anything like that. But it's just like a little bit surreal that it literally is no different than buying concert tickets.
Yeah, there's so many people and not enough supply, and so whenever you get in, you get in, I guess.
It's like you got a better shot.
I figured in the next couple of weeks I might be able to get one. You know, we were going to just hit refresh, and Susan's been looking today, and, you know, but I didn't even know that she was our goddaughter. She was just looking.
Right.
And she had been texting with Susan, and so she started looking, and boom, she got both of us.
Nice.
I don't know how she did it.
Got mine tomorrow, too. Well, yours today. Tomorrow, yeah.
You're going tomorrow now? Yep. You moved it up tomorrow from April? Afternoon.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep, we're able to do that. You know, I booked it a couple months ago or whatever, or I don't know, maybe a little less than a month ago. And it was for the end of April. And then as things started opening up now, I know my parents got their shots. So it was like, okay, you know what? Let's get this going here. And we looked online the other day and was able to get one for tomorrow.
Now, did you cancel your other one?
Not yet. Not until I actually get the shot. Once I get it tomorrow,
right,
then I'm going to cancel the one for a month from now, which will then be probably about time for the second shot. If it's, I don't even know what type it is. I don't know if it's the Johnson & Johnson.
Well, I found out today it's different because my wife is supposed to go, she's supposed to go for her second shot on Friday for her second dose of Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
But we're leaving the next day. So she wanted to, she's
earlier.
Pushing it off until when we, till we get back.
Oh, she is?
But I said to her, I go, make sure you cancel your appointment. She's like, John, I don't know how.
Right, I haven't seen anything that says cancel your appointments here.
Right, it's not there. I was like, I don't know, call 311 and see if they can help you out that way. I don't know how to, I wouldn't even begin to know how to do that.
Right.
So like, Brett, you want to cancel yours, you know, do you have any idea how to cancel it?
I guess not. I mean, who does?
It's interesting. I guess you got to ask them. But I tell you what, the people that are working there, they won't have any idea because they're just there doing the vaccinations.
I'll look it up. As soon as we get it done tomorrow afternoon after the show, I'll be canceling it.
You guys happy?
Yeah.
I can't wait. I just want to be done. I want to get that shot. And then when's my second one?
Right.
You know, at least I'm almost there. Then I'm going to go fly and go see my parents who I haven't seen in over a year.
Put it in the rearview mirror.
And yeah, begin to at least. Yeah. Yeah. And I could care less about having to wear a mask still at other places. That's fine. Let's go. I just want to.
I know.
Let's go. Let's get everybody done. Let's move on. Let's get this done and get everybody healthy and let's get moving.
I'm dying to get to a sporting event. Bad. Bad. I don't even care what it is. I really don't.
WNBA game. Tickets available.
Nope.
Ah, I knew you weren't dying that much.
Turns out it does matter what it is.
Fake fan. That's what you are.
I am a fake WNBA fan. 100%.
It's funny. You're in the crowd. You got beers. You're like, yes, this is the best. And you're faking it the whole time because you just want to be at a sporting event.
Yeah, USA!
You know, it's funny. We got a whole bunch of like research in on the other station. And there's like a lot of people that I was very surprised, and I don't know why. In the beginning, when they were first rolling out the vaccines, and I was one of them, I ain't getting that vaccine. There's no way I'm doing it. Blah 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 blah. What's the point? I'll just wait, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I realized what it was going to impact as far as being able to do things,
yeah,
I was like, all right, just bring it. Whatever it is. I don't really care what they're putting in my body. I've done drugs. Whatever. you know, and what happened was, so it was very vocal in the beginning, like anti, 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 no, no, no. And then all of a sudden, when it became available, it was very vocal. Can't wait to get it. Can't wait to get it. Can't wait to get it. Go, 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 go. Mm. And now that you're having more and more people that are getting it, the vaccine here, you're starting to hear those vocal, no way, no way. It's not proven yet. It doesn't do anything. Like, you're starting to hear. And then we got the research back that says there's a lot of people who are not down with doing this vaccine.
I can understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I can listen. The only reason I'm really doing it, to be quite honest with you, is to be able to do things.
That's what it does for my mind. Yeah, it's
like, just to be able to do things. Like if Brett said, "Listen," or Rod said, "Listen, I got a pair of Islander tickets. You want to go? Mm. Yep, let's go. Yep, sure do. Here's my card.
Yeah,
you know, there's a concert coming to town. You want to go? Yep. I don't even care who it is. Disco? Sure, let's go."
You know? Can we go see the band that sings a Hands Up? Can we do that? Let's go.
Yep, let's go. Yes.
They could do Hands Up, Mambo Number 5.
Lou Bega's
playing. And Paula Cole could open and we'd go.
Lou Bega's doing Mambo Number 5 6 times in one night? Sure.
Woo, we're free. We're out. We're...
You're quiet, Monica. Why?
No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter? What do you think?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
No, the other Monica.
I mean, no, when you said, what do you think? I thought you were talking to him. I have no idea. I'm just listening. I don't know.
Okay.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Listen, I think we all know that when Monica gets quiet, that means she doesn't agree with the conversation that's going on.
Yeah, but what part wouldn't she agree with?
She's got venom that's starting to spew.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
I'm not feloniously angry. What was it? Felonious? A felonious rage. I could be wrong.
Felonious rage. So,
okay,
because I'm trying to think of what we were talking about that Monica would either disagree with or be angry with, as you put it.
I know when I mentioned travel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm part of the problem. And then I heard you say you were going to get on a plane and go see your parents. And I understand that.
Once I'm vaccinated fully and it's 2 weeks after that.
Right.
Then, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're 80 and 78. And
I got you.
I'm so happy they're here.
I know. I mentioned travel and I get yelled at. Figured maybe there was something there that
you were saying
settled.
I was quiet, that I wasn't saying anything to Roger.
Well, is that what it is, Monica?
You weren't saying anything about...
travel.
Listen, when I said I was going to get a vaccine, you hit me with both barrels. Number one, it's because, high blood pressure, whatever. Are the elderly people have it? Well, and then when I said I was going away, I'm like, you're part of the problem!
But I waited till it was my turn. It's now 50 plus.
I waited till it was my turn, too.
Did you?
I didn't jump the line with any sort of hypertension.
You want to trade?
Yeah, nobody dies from high blood pressure.
No, that's garbage.
Never happens.
That's just a paper excuse.
No strokes happening there.
No.
Zero.
Nothing.
Who doesn't want to be on blood pressure meds?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a load of fun.
At 49.
Yeah. I honestly didn't. I thought it was going to be a while before I even had a shot, a chance to get the shot. Because just being the speed at which it's going in this state is so slow. And the speed at which they're moving the age is so, all of a sudden, it just happened yesterday. Right. Okay. So, a little lucky, but that's fine. Take it and go with it.
I just noticed that I'm the only one who gets yelled at. That's all.
Yeah.
It's okay, though.
Well, Monica's happy for me.
She's quiet again.
He waited his turn. I don't know what
he did.
Would you like me to be mad at Roger? Screw you, Roger, you butt.
I waited my turn, too. I didn't cut in front of anybody. I did not call in any favors. I played by the rules.
Monica, do you believe that?
Yep. I love how you say that. Like it's, you should be proud of your, that's what everybody, there's nothing to be, you should.
I know that, but I didn't do it.
Right, but you're giving him flack, I believe. Unless I'm putting words in your mouth, you're giving him flack for doing the right thing.
I just think at one point in time, he did say that he had some sort of blood issue and that he wanted to get it early and use that as his excuse to get it early. Where was my opinion that he should have waited
his turn? Hold on a second.
That was a while ago.
I never used that as an excuse. I never even thought high blood pressure would be on a list of comorbidities to do it. But then when it was, I'm like, hey, I got that. You know?
I could check a box.
Right. I don't think that makes me a bad person. But Raj, no, he's perfect. What an angel.
He just fits the age requirement. He's so healthy. It's only just an age number for him. Mm. So happy.
Yeah, didn't have to check any boxes. And I'm going to go see my parents. See, that's the thing. That's hard to argue with, honestly, I think. My parents are both vaccinated. They're done. Mm. So they're good. And
my parents are both reggae singers from the Caribbean. So
are you going to go visit them?
They're performing. It's a big concert.
Right.
You know who's opening? Louis Bega.
Absolutely. You should see my mother climb a coconut tree.
No, really?
Crazy.
She's amazing with a machete in her mouth, the whole thing. Right. She climbs.
Sherman on line three.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Love the show. Hi, Monica. Hey, I got I got my first dose last Tuesday. And believe me, I want to go see grandchildren. I want to travel, all of that. Mm. So I have no second or misgivings about doing it. But not the following day, but the day after that, I was not well at all for about 24 hours.
Yeah,
it
me too.
Stuck.
Me
yeah,
too. Which one did you get?
Okay. I'm Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, me too.
That's the one.
Me too. I got it. But for me, it was the day after. It was the day after. And then I woke, so I got it on a Sunday night. By Monday, after towards the end of the morning show that we do, I was getting hit hard. I went home. I was a mess for that whole day. And then I woke up the next morning like nothing happened and went to work. Yeah. And I have no regrets either.
Same exact with me. I got it Tuesday late afternoon by 5 o'clock. Wednesday, I was fine. Thursday, I did nothing that day, just slept. But I'm glad I did it. April 6th, I get my second one. So
you don't need a second one for Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, so you didn't get Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, no, I got Pfizer. I'm sorry. I got Pfizer.
You got Pfizer?
Got
right.
Yep,
I got Pfizer.
No.
Yep, sorry about
that. Good luck.
Good luck with
that's
it,
awesome.
Man.
That's awesome.
Guys, love the show.
As much as Monica loves Raj?
Probably not.
Oh, he's gone.
Monica, are you, what's the rule right now? Are you eligible in Florida?
50 plus started Monday. Yes.
Oh, it did. Oh, okay. I thought somebody messaged me yesterday that Florida was already at 40 plus. That's why I said that before.
There's going to be a 40 plus, I think, and they keep giving like dates, like I think April 1st or whatever, but then they keep saying or sooner. So it keeps backing up.
So will you sign up now?
I'm on a mission to do it. Yeah, I wanted to get it at Publix, but they just sign up on Wednesday mornings at 7. It's just been, I've been trying to get in, and then all of the dates so far during the show, or the times, I should say, are the dates. Like, I could get it today at noon, but that ain't happening. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to find a date and a time that will work.
Hmm. Well, that's cool. Good. I hope you get it really soon, too. Mm. You want my goddaughter to look for you?
Me, too.
She seems to be pretty good at this.
I want you to be safe and sound.
She says, I'm totally addicted to getting these appointments for people. It's like getting the new Hamilton ticket.
That's crazy.
Do it. Get your goddaughter to do it, because I'm not having issues. It's not like I said, I could get it today at noon. I love that. I love that. Oh. It's not like they're making me wait till May or anything. You know what I mean? Which is what I was afraid of. I love that that's the case. I just can't. I'm waiting till tomorrow morning at 7 to see if I can shoot by. I'll drive to any Publix, because the other ones, like the bigger ones, are all the times are. I think today the latest one was 2. I've got traffic after work. So it's just.
Right.
You know,
it's just not fitting with your work schedule.
Yeah.
Yet.
Not yet. Or I can go, I think Saturday morning. Like, I know Spike went like at 6 or 7 in the morning to the dog track over here. And sounds weird, but that's where they're having him. And he was in and out like within an hour and a half, 2 hours. He said
with no appointment, or he had an appointment?
No appointment. He said it was easy. Just go in, and it was not that long of a wait like he thought. He did say no immediate reaction. I guess they make you wait off to the side for a bit.
And yeah, then he said, 15 minutes.
He said it was fine. He said that night, in the middle of the night, like at 2 in the morning or something, he was sweating his ass off. He was like, I was super hot. But then he said, not enough. He got up in the morning and golfed and played baseball or whatever all day long. So it wasn't like he was, you know, it didn't affect him. So that's what I want.
All right.
No side effects.
All we want, that's what we all want, right? A little bit of freedom.
All these places that are asking me, they keep asking, do I have a thyroid? Like a whole list. Did you have this? Do you have this?
Right.
And one of them is thyroid. I'm like, why is the thyroid got to mess with it? Come on.
Does it mess with what?
I don't know.
It messes with whether or not they'll give you the vaccine?
I've not been told no yet, but why are they asking? Why is thyroid on this list? Does it have an effect on it?
I don't know.
I got to ask my cousin. I asked my cousin if I should get, which one should I get? Is one better than the other? She said, literally, whatever you can get first.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
what
she said that Johnson, and or no, the two-shot one. She's happy that her whole family got the two-shot one.
Oh.
But Johnson & Johnson will be fine. Just get it. And I'm like, okay, trying.
There you go. Good luck, everybody who's trying to get it. Hopefully you get it very soon. For Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. We'll be right back.